Diggs declared stoutly.
Indeed. We're the very chaps for the blinking job, my dear. We'll find your infants without delay. Aye, and that flib too, what? There's a young madam that's in for a severe tail-kicking when we jolly well catch up with her.
A gruff cry rang out from the stream.
Hoy the raft, mateys! Gowsham coming aboard!
They poured out of the blockhouse to see half a dozen shrew log boats hoving to the rail. Each was crewed by 10 Gowsham, small, spiky-furred shrews wearing kilts, broad-buckled belts, short rapiers and multicoloured headbands. From the largest of the vessels, a grey-whiskered but fit-looking shrew hopped aboard the raft. Making his boat fast with a head rope, he thrust his paw at the troop leader.
Well, burst me britches! If it ain't all with a spike, how are you, Oaky? Fat and well, I hope.
Oakheart shook the proffered paw.
Knock along, Tango, big boat, as I live and breathe. What are you doing in these waters, sirrah?
Django got right to the point.
Searching for 3 lost jungans. You haven't come across any lost Gowsham, have you?
Dymphnir interrupted.
Indeed we haven't. We're looking for 3 of our own.
Diggs corrected her.
2, actually, ma'am. Young Flib was with Buck and I, what?
Django set his jaw grimly.
Flib? Is she a shrew maid?
Buckler answered.
Aye, sir, that she is.
The shrew chieftain nodded.
Well, let me tell you, her name ain't Flib. She made that up. She was named Petunia Rosebud by me and her ma.
Diggs stifled a snigger.
Petunia Rosebud? No wonder she bally well changed it, what?
Django shot him an icy stare.
Been nothing but trouble since the day she was born, Darren. Well, now she's gone missing. Aye, and so is her younger sister, Midder, and the babe, Borty. He's only a little mite, ain't he, Firm?
Django's wife, Firm, wiped an eye on the back of her paw.
Ain't seen 2 seasons of daylight yet, poor tiny sprig. But at least Borty's with Midder. She's got a grain of sense about her. Not like that other rascal what calls herself Flib. Huh, Flibbity Gibbets, what I'd call her.
Dymphnia Oakheart passed Ferb a handkerchief from her sleeve.
Dry those eyes now, dearie. That won't get our young'uns found. You come inside with me, and we'll share a pot of hot mint tea. As for searching after the missing ones, what do you suggest, Mr. Buckler?
The young hare bowed gallantly.
I think we'd be best joining forces, ma'am. That way we can cover more ground. That's if Logalog Django is agreeable to the idea.
The shrew chieftain hitched up his wide belt.
Aye, tis a good plan. We'll scour the banks from offshore. You concentrate on the last place the young gogs were seen. We'll meet up back here at midday. Be sure to sound an alarm if you find anything.
Rambunculus shot into the blockhouse, then reappeared, brandishing a battered old bugle.
Right, y'all, Logo. Would you like me to give you a blast now, just to see how it sounds?
Oakheart seized his son firmly by the ear.
I'll give you a blast you won't soon forget if you start blowing on that confounded instrument. Right, form up, troop, and let's get to work. A Buckler, would you and Diggs take the lead?